Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to this program, Like Muhammad, with me, Javed Akbari. We are going to discuss some important narrations and some important ahadith and sayings from our infallible imams and from the Ahlul Bayt about the etiquette of fasting or the adab of fasting sawm. One of the ahadith that has been reported and also found in the book Sunan al-Nabi authored by Allama Tabatabai is a report narrated from As-Sakuni from Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam from his fathers, peace be upon them, that when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, fasted and did not find any sweet to break his fast with, he would break his fast with water. Now, this report suggests that it is good, it is recommended based on the prophetic sunnah and based on the prophet's lifestyle and etiquette that one break his fast with something sweet like dates, okay? And dates are especially recommended for breaking fast. And nowadays we see that Muslims, of course, following the Prophet's lifestyle, break their fast with dates. Now, if dates are not available, if dates are expensive to buy from the market, one can break his fast with something sweet. Because if you use sweet to break your fast with, of course, a sweet thing actually suppresses the hunger, and it suppresses the appetite and causes one to eat less food. So it is generally speaking, it's recommended to break one's fast with something sweet, especially dates. It has also been reported in some narrations that the Prophet, peace be upon him, would sometimes break his fast with raisins. Raisins are also sweet, and of course, raisins are available and they are cheap and can be purchased from the market. Raisins are also good. Now, there is yet another hadith from Shaykh al-Mufid. Of course, Shaykh al-Mufid is also one of the early Muslim scholars and one of the early Shia scholars, because there are some important scholars who lived in the early period of Islam, like, for example, Kulayni, and of course the three Shaykh, like Shaykh Saduq, Shaykh Mufid, and Shaykh Tusi. And these are some of the very, very prominent Shia scholars who lived in the early period of Islam, close to the time of the last Imam or the last Hujjah, of course, the Imam of Age, may Allah hasten his reappearance. These are the scholars who have written important books, like Kulayni. He's written his, for example, his Al-Kafi. Sheikh Saduq has written his Man La Yahzuruhu Al-Faqih. And Sheikh Tusi has also written his, for example, Tahdhib and Istibsar. These are some important books, of course, and some of the most authoritative and most important and reliable sources belonging to Shia, the religion of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam.
Thank you.
When it comes to some of the reports narrated by Al-Mufid, Sheikh Al-Mufid, he has reported in his Al-Muqni'ah, narrated from the family of the Holy Prophet, it has been said that it is recommended to have suhoor. Suhoor means the meal served before dawn in the month of Ramadan, or even in any month, because if a person wants to observe fast, he has to have suhoor in order to have the strength and the capability to work during the day, to stay up, and to have the energy to walk. And of course, if a person does not eat the suhoor or the pre-dawn meal, then he is less likely to feel very much lazy and lethargic during the day. And that's why it is recommended to have the pre-dawn meal, which is the translation of suhoor. Now, the Prophet is used to serve something or to eat something before dawn. And even if it was only a glass of water, he would drink it. So that suggests that it's important to have something before dawn. Also, it is narrated that it is better to have dry dates. And of course, because this is what the Holy Prophet used to have in his suhoor. Okay. If dry dates are not available, then anything that is available should be used and should be eaten. It has also been reported from the Holy Prophet that he used to eat al-harisa. Al-harisa is an Arabic word which refers to a kind of, let's say, cereal food, food made of grains, and or maybe it's called bulgur and meat. So that's the food which is made from grains and meat. That food is very common in the Middle East, and the Prophet used to eat al-harisa more than any other food, and he would also have it for suhoor. Generally speaking, when it is in the month of Ramadan, and when the days are longer, or even when the days are shorter, it is important to have suhoor or the pre-dawn meal in order to have the energy necessary for doing a job or for staying awake. It has been reported in Al-Faqih. In Al-Faqih, man la yahdhuruhu Al-Faqih. Of course, man la yahdhuruhu Al-Faqih is one of the important authoritative sources written by Shaykh al-Saduq. It has been documented and recorded in Al-Faqih that when the month of Ramadan, for example, entered, the noble Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, freed all the prisoners and gave something to all the beggars. So I think the hadith and the narration is quite clear, and there's no need for explaining it. The Prophet, peace be upon him, released the prisoners and gave food to the beggars. He reached out to the beggars and tried to help as many beggars as he could. There are other narrations and reports which we will cover in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend.
Rasulullah.